We're waiting to take your call.
Thank you for your support. Again, everyone out there, this has been KGNU's Hemispheres. Next up, it's Cabaret.
Hey, everybody. How you doing? Welcome to Cabaret, National Women's Day and National Women's Month, the month of March. We'd like to tell you about Cabaret. This is a show where we feature our finest area musicians live in our Red Studio in Boulder, Colorado, 4700 Walnut Street. And tonight's special guests are singer-songwriter Jen Cleary and Mad Dog, her longtime musical collaborator.
Yes.
Behind the song, behind the song. Do you ever wonder what's behind a song? Singers sing and writers write. Songs come from somewhere out of sight. They voice our culture, they heed the muse. They express our own views. Behind a song, behind a song. Do you ever wonder what's behind a song? Wanting love, finding love. So in love, then done with love. From peace to war. What's it all for? We sing when we can't take it anymore. Peace for Ukraine, yeah! Oh, joy, pain and fears. Telling their stories through the years. Faded glory, smiles and tears. Behind a song. Behind a song. Do you ever wonder what's behind a song?
All right, thanks for joining us, everyone. Asking you why now? Can't there be peace in our world? Well, I'm holding out hope. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Deep down in my soul. Why do we focus on hatred? If it only brings pain to us all. I'm asking you why. We focus on hatred. If it only brings pain to us all. Can we forgive and move on? I'm asking you, please. Stop struggling with our foes. Yeah, yeah.
fight fire with fire. If it only creates infernos. I'm asking why now, why? Why do we fight fire with fire? If it only creates infernos. Well, now, can we find other ways? I'm asking you, please, before we free fall.
Welcome to Cabaret tonight. Our special guests are Jan Cleary and Mad Dog, and from Mad Dog Blues. And we would like to remind you that this is our fun drive period that we do, and we need to do this every 6 months to keep the station operating. And this is one of the wonderful things that we do, is we feature great people like Jan Cleary and Mad Dog as a showcase for what the talent we have here and how we try to bring it to your attention.
Yeah, well, it's great to be here. Yes, live radio. So, it's great to be here. Those first couple songs, Behind the Song, is a song that I wrote way back in 2008. And Mad Dog and I were doing a TV show for CCTV 54. In Louisville, and we did that a whole year or so or more of shows with wonderful guests, with Wendy Wu and so Rebecca Folsom and Teresa Storch and all sorts of great artists in there. So we needed to write a song for that, and came up with this and had a great radio TV show there for quite some time. So a lot of good came out of that, and connection and collaborations and all that. And last year, or 2018, I guess it was, that Family Reunion came out. Is that right, Manta? 2020, I'm sorry, 2020. Yeah. So we lost a couple of years there, you know.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. It was right in the middle of the pandemic.
And now that song was on that record.
That's
that's what I was checking, and I fired off something.
Oh, you
know?
Fired off your cell phone. I was like, who's got their phone going? Yeah.
I just thought, I'm hearing voices in my head again.
Anyway, we had never actually officially recorded that song, and Mad Dog was doing a full double-length album, an amazing blues album. I really, truly, deeply love listening to that album.
It's pretty fun.
And so we got to do Behind the Song on that album in 2020.
Yeah, it was fun.
Oh, okay.
I didn't realize
that had never been recorded
before.
Never,
no, just for the TV show, but not as an audio recording. So that's available out there on all the streaming services and all that now.
The debut.
Yes.
Recorded debut, anyway.
Yeah. So then Peace in Our World I wrote back in 2006,
And boy, that one is current. And and it really, when I was singing it just now, just all I can see is the images that I've been watching for the last 13 days, is it? It's been tough. So that one's deep from my heart when I'm singing it, and it's current. And we send our prayers and out to the Ukraine, and it's just we're just hoping for peace. Mm-hmm. And then Mad Dog is recording a new album.
Yes, Gratitude.
Gratitude.
Oh, way to go.
And so he invited me to be on that album this time. So
nice.
I get to play with Mad Dog Blues Band.
Oh, cool.
On that album again here in 2022, 2 years later.
Doing Peace in Our World.
Doing Peace in Our World.
Because the world needs it.
Yeah, so that's the song that Mad Dog wanted me to do for that album.
I mean, some of these songs could apply, unfortunately, all the time.
Yeah.
You know, too often, really. I mean, but we need to hear those messages.
Yeah, so. We do. And we need to keep hope. We
yes.
need to keep hope in the midst of a difficult time.
I would like to remind everybody that if you would like to donate to Cabaret, please go to the website, kgnu.org, and you can make your donation to our fantastic station and our fantastic programs like Cabaret with just a few mouse clicks. So I meant to get that in before at the outset of the conversation. And so
I'd like to just say this for all the musicians out there. I deal with all the radio stations, and I've played on a lot of them, and no place really supports live local music like KGNU, as far as I can, in Colorado anyhow, I'd have to say that.
It's been an incredible station. I've been here over 30 years, and I've volunteered here, I've donated here, I've played music here, and it's just such an incredible part of our community here in Boulder.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, yeah.
Heartfelt words.
Yeah.
So one quick question before we go,
sure.
Back to the music, but what inspired you to become a singer-songwriter and get your messages out to the public?
Well, it kind of came later for me. I always loved playing and singing, but I didn't sing very, I didn't have a very good voice, and I wasn't very clever with my lyrics or any of that. And I actually had a health crisis back about 16 years ago where I thought I was going to lose my vision. And needed to go through a lot of intensive health situations. So I spent a year or two on the couch a lot, and that's when I picked up my guitar again. And I felt like I got to a deeper place within my being of appreciation and depth and pain and soulfulness, and took the time to really pick up my instrument and use that as an expression to express true blues. And,
sure.
And I just kept working at the craft and found myself getting better at it, and people were responding, and then I just wanted to keep going with it.
I love hearing the messages and the songs. We are listening tonight with Jen Cleary and her longtime musical collaborator Mad Dog on harmonica, and I must say this room captures the sound so perfectly, and I love hearing the Native American flute or the recorder.
And, it's a Native American flute. Yes.
Yeah, and the tone of the harmonica and your singing and the way the strings sound so crisp.
All right, well,
guitar.
Let's play a couple more, and then we'll give you a little info, a little behind the song on each of these songs as we go through. This one I played, first time I played Cabaret was in 2007, and I played with my full band. It was my first album, and this is the first song on that album, so I thought it would be appropriate to play it right now. Little yellow sports car, sitting there so fine. Well, won't you take me out for a little ride? I've got all day, my friend, won't you be mine? Well, I see your dual exhaust there, make you go so fast. Well, take me to the moon, let's go have a blast. I've got all day, my friend, hey, let's make it last. Oh,
the sun shines bright. Baby, baby, now let's go chase a train. Hey, hey, now, I've got all day, my friend. Let's take the fast lane. Come on, mad dog. Wheels spin around their axle. Treads are barely worn. Roads are smooth. Air nice and warm. Well, I've got all day, my friend. Hey, let's go honk that horn. Now, now, that little yellow sports car. Sitting there so fine. Well, won't you take me out for a little ride? I've got all day, my friend. Won't you be mine? Well, now, I've got all day, my friend. Won't you be mine? Yeah, yeah. All right. This next one. Let's play.
When I heard you play that song without me in 2007.
Yes, tell us the backstory on that in 2007 at the cabaret.
Yeah, this is for Big Daddy here.
Yeah.
When I heard you, you had talked to me at the Outlook and said, hey, I'm a blues singer and you should check out my band and come play with us sometime. And
you said, yeah, right.
I said, yeah.
Sure you are.
Yeah, I'll check you out sometime. So I turned on the radio, and there she was, and the band knocked me out, and I called her the next day and said, yeah, let's take you up on that offer.
And it's been an amazing ride ever since.
Yes,
it has. So, yeah, great collaborations with Mad Dog. The thing I love about music is the collaborative part, the community part, and that's really what it's about for me more than anything is the collaboration. So having Mad Dog listen to me on KGNU and call me up was a great start to collaboration.
You've been a great mentor to me and a great partner musically, and it's blossoming. I have some beautiful tunes lately.
Yeah, you're on my albums, I'm on your albums. Yeah. All right, here we go. This one is one of my more popular family tunes here. Zipping, they're flipping, they're hopping about, they're skipping, they're tripping, you can hear them shout, those boys, yeah, those boys. Well, they're playing in the woods and climbing up trees, they're digging up worms and digging a leaf, those boys, yeah, 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 those boys. Basketball, baseball, football, hike, soccer, skateboards, and riding bikes, those boys, yeah, 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 those boys. Well, laughing, they're crying, they're running around, they're jumping, they're crashing, they're lying on the ground, those boys. Well, na 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 na, those boys. Well, someday they will be full of so much responsibility. But for now, they're simple and they're free. Yeah, those boys. Ha ha ha!
clever, they're smart, they're sneaky and keen, they're bright, they're cunning, they could even be mean, those boys. Oh, those boys. Competition, I'll win this race, and I will leave you in the dust without a trace. Those boys, yeah, 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 those boys. Well, they're bigger, badder, higher, louder, they're taller, cuter, funner, and prouder, those boys, yeah, 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 those boys. Well, they're screaming with pleasure, they're screaming with pain, they're screaming at each other, it's all the same for those boys. Oh. Yeah, those boys. Well, someday they will be full of so much responsibility. But for now, they're simple and they're free. Those boys, those boys, yeah, those boys, those boys, those boys, those boys, those boys, woo. Yeah, yeah, whoa, hey, 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 yeah, those boys, those boys, those boys, those boys, those boys. That's a popular one at our shows. Everyone's always boogieing around on that one.
That was a fun one, Jen, and enjoyed that. I always enjoy your vocal inflections, too. That's a big part of your delivery. You know, it kind of puts a lot of excitement and enthusiasm into the song, I think. It's wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you.
We're listening to Jen Cleary and Mad Dog from Mad Dog Blues tonight here on Cabaret. You're on your community radio station. It's KGNU. We would like to thank Bill and Victoria Yu for donating to this show.
Thank you,
because
thank
they
you.
Like this show and they like you guys.
Aww. So,
yeah.
Yay. That's awesome.
Thank you, Bill and Victoria.
But we'd like to say that we hope Bill and that you can join Bill and Victoria Yu in donating to KGNU at kgnu.org and recognize that these kinds of shows are very special, and we get to feature the best in our musical talent, which other than gigs, I mean, this is another outlet that is very important for them to get their work out and heard by the public. So
absolutely. Yeah. And there's no one manning phones tonight. So kgnu.org.
That's right. kgnu.org. And it's really easy. Just a few mouse clicks away. So tell us about the story of how you guys met.
Well, we were just saying that when you were out of the room.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, so...
All right, that's
yeah,
all right.
We got that one down. Yeah.
You can catch it on afterfm.org.
Yeah, right. But you guys have been together for a long time.
We have. It's been since 2007, so 15 years now.
That's right. And yeah. Did you mention, while I was out of the room, that the last time you were on KGNU was 12 years ago?
Yes, and that song... So 12 years ago, I believe it was... You, Dan, that interviewed us.
That's right. Yeah.
That is right.
So. And
so that was really fun. And yeah, that's the last time I've been here. It was 12 years ago. And that time I was with Mad Dog because he was then part of the band.
Right.
And so we did a show, and I had come out with a brand new album at that time called Back to the Wheel.
That's right. I can't remember. I guess there were some other people in the band as well. It wasn't just the two
of
you.
Yeah, that's right. The band was here for that show. And... the song that we just did, Those Boys, is on Back to the Wheel from 2010.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So we're doing sort of am I supposed to give away the plot?
If you'd like, sure.
Well, we're hearing a sort of a smattering of all of Jen's songs through the years.
Yeah.
Chronological order.
Yeah.
More or less.
So I'm trying to give a little history here just to also tie in the cabaret and my appreciation and appreciation of George, who's been our sound engineer for all those shows.
No matter who's hosting, yeah.
So thank you, George, who's here with us again tonight and making us sound good.
I don't know if anybody else does it.
So
yeah, one of a kind.
It's a volunteer local station, and we rely on people, Dan and George and us and everybody who volunteers here. We really appreciate.
It's a community, yeah.
It is.
It is a community, and we appreciate George, too, and he's been a big part of our Mardi Gras over the years, too.
So. Oh, good.
Yeah. So we're here with Jen Cleary and Mad Dog tonight. If you would like to support Cabaret and KGNU, please go to kgnu.org. Don't let Bill and Victoria U be the only contributors tonight. You join the club.
Which one are you doing?
Completely free. Completely.
Seriously? Wow. Completely. Hey, thank you, Jane Harlan, and thank you, Bill and Victoria.
Who said this?
Jane Harlan? Is that right?
Very nice.
Jane Ireland, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's a wonderful person.
Oh,
thank you, Jane, so much.
Thank you, Jane.
Well, we got two.
Oh, that's wonderful. All right. Well, since we're talking so much about appreciation, Dan, I thought we'd do one of my songs that is about appreciation. And for me, it's when I was telling you I was having some health problems and all that, and this got me going again, and I was able to go off to Europe, and I did three European tours. And this, for the first one, I needed a new song to just say, okay, I'm off the couch, and I'm going to get out there, and I'm going to play. And so I wrote this song back in 2010-ish or 9-ish or something like that. From the Rockies of Colorado to the Alps of Switzerland, I find myself out on the move again, trying to make the most of my life, no, to one day end. Never know what's coming up around the bend. So I sing this song today for you, knowing it could be my last opportunity, 'cause you know life, it goes so fast. So unleash this unseen force of creativity. Flows on out as I trust what I cannot see. I feel so glad to be alive, singing this here song, 'cause you know, sometimes life has felt completely, completely wrong. Life's not always been so kind and allowed me to be expressing the way I feel like this moment of harmony. Yeah, 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 harmony. Well, I feel full of love, full of life, singing here today, you know. I don't know about tomorrow, but well, I'm happy to say life is good, life is kind, and I'm so glad to be here. Expressing the way I'm feeling, feeling completely, completely free, yeah. Whoa, can you go there with me? Can you see? Can you be? Can you? Now, 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 now. Singing here today, I don't know about tomorrow, but well, I'm happy to say life is good, life is kind, I'm so glad to be well, expressing the way I'm feeling, feeling completely, completely free, yeah. Whoa, can you go there with me? Can you see? Can you be? Can you? Now, now, now. So good to be here on KGNU with Dan and George, Mad Dog, and all those wonderful listeners out there. Yeah, 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 yeah. So I sing this song today for you,
knowing it could be my last opportunity, 'cause you know life, it goes so fast. Yes, it does, yes, it does. It goes so fast, so fast, so fast, so fast. Right. All right, this next one. I'm a beekeeper here in Boulder, Colorado.
You are?
I am a beekeeper, yes. And I wrote this one way, way back also. And didn't record it until I came out with my first children's album last year. But I had to do a educational show at the Nature Center in Ogden, Utah. And so I thought, well, if I'm a beekeeper, if I'm a beekeeper, I should definitely have a song about bees. So this one hopefully is educational. What do you think of that, Dan?
I'll probably learn something.
You'll probably learn something. It's for all ages.
All ages.
All my family. That's right. My family songs, I try to make it so both the adults who are listening and can enjoy it, as well as maybe teaching a fact or two to the kids as well. So.
Oh, your whole album has messages that apply to all ages. Yeah. I was listening to it tonight. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
So this is this was from my album last year called All Together Now.
All Together Now.
And so we'll play this one. When we make lots of honey, there's enough to share. We love to work hard and scare away the bears. Yes, we do. Whoa, honeybee. Ooh, my sisters and me. We zip around looking for pretty flowers. Then we head on home if it starts to shower. That's what we do. We pollinate, you see, oh yes. Mm-hmm. My sisters and me. We sip lots of nectar as we roam. We turn it into wax to build our comb. Hey, hey, hey. For our community. Whoa, my sisters and me. Well, now life as a bee, I'm as happy as can be. Working in unity, making honey for you and me. Well, the busiest bees live only 30 days. The others through the winter, through the month of May. Hey, hey, continuity. Whoa, my sisters and me. And when it gets too crowded in the hive, we make a new plan to survive. That's what we do. We swarm up to a tree. Oh, my sisters and me. Oh, life as a bee, I'm as happy as can be. Working in unity, making honey for you and me. Oh, there are a few males that we call drones. They don't do much for our home. But they're a necessity. Oh, yes, they are. Ooh, for my sisters and me. We work with our queen as she lays her eggs. She keeps us in line with lots of rules and regs. Ooh, we live in harmony, yes we do. Whoa, my sisters and me. Now don't you ever try and pick me up, 'cause if you do, we're both out of luck, you see. That'd be the end of me. Whoa, yeah, yeah, and my sisters and me. Well, now life as a bee, I'm as happy as can be. Working in unity, making honey for you and me. those honeybees.
Wow, I love that song. Yeah, that's a fun song. We're listening with Jen Cleary and Mad Dog tonight on KGNU. We want to thank Bill and Victoria, and we want to thank Jane Arlen. And don't let them stand alone in their support of this wonderful program and this wonderful station. If you're so able, please go to kgnu.org and give us a hand. So yeah. It takes a few clicks and you're done. So, and your support is so appreciated. Everybody's is. So, Jen, if you're a beekeeper now,
mm-hmm.
are your bees, where are your bees at right now?
Oh, I wish I could say.
Because?
It's awful. I mean, I've been doing this for over 20 years, and it used to be so easy, and the bees always made it through the winter, and now it just seems like, you know, I only do two, sometimes up to five hives, but they just, they seem like they're going to live, and then they die. They just, they don't make it through. I mean, it's not that way for everyone, but... it's really hard, and there's you can either treat them or not treat them, and there's different opinions on that.
Oh wow!
And so, but I keep doing it. I just keep buying bee packages, they call them, and so I'm gonna start all over again here shortly. So
bee kit packages. So
yeah, and I catch swarms. I catch swarms. Yeah,
they come in the mail.
They can come in the mail. there's an organization of Boulder County beekeepers, and there's multiple beekeepers that in the area that bring them in from California and different places, and then we all go and get our boxes of bees in late April, beginning of May, and fill up our hives again if they haven't made it through the winter.
Oh, wow. Okay, because I have a friend that does this in Michigan, but he takes his bees. Mm-hmm. He has like a commercial meadery. He takes his bees all the way down to, I don't know how he gets them in there, but he gets them in the truck.
Yeah.
Takes them all to Florida, and he lets them out in some orchard. He has an arrangement with a farmer or something.
Yeah.
And then he's able to get the bees back into, and then he drives them like when the springtime, when it's safe to go back to Michigan, he drives all the way back to Michigan.
Yep.
And he tells some incredible stories, like the bees always return when it's time of the night, they always return to.
When it gets dark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They return to the hive where they started from.
That's right.
True?
That's true.
Okay.
Wow. Yep. So that's how he moves them. He waits them till they all go back in and puts a screen across them and then takes them to the next location.
So do you do that every night too? Or
I don't move mine. Mine's just stay in my backyard.
Well, I mean, but you shut the door when it gets dark.
No. They fly in and out on their own. But when it gets dark, they go in.
They don't come back out.
And they don't come back out until the sun comes up.
Oh, wonderful.
And it has to be over about 50 degrees also, so they hibernate in the winter.
So are you able to get a lot of honey out of this?
The last 2 years, I got over 100 pounds each time. And then like the last 3 or 4 or 5 years before that, I didn't get any. So it's been really crazy and hard to keep up with and trying to manage the situation. You know, you've got pesticides, you've got all these other things that might be causing the demise. It's hard to know. We don't know for sure, but it's a tricky situation now.
Interesting subject.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That could take another whole show, so we don't want to go too far down that that road.
We are with Jen Cleary tonight and Mad Dog. So, and Mad Dog, you have a birthday party coming up. Do you want to talk about that? Because you have all kinds of special guests.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's actually a concert at Moe's Barbecue on the 20th.
Of March.
And, it'll be Mad Dog Blues, the full band, and it'll be Windy Woo's going to be there, Raven Wolf's going to be there, and Three Shots are going to be there.
Nice.
Are you going to be there, Jen?
No, not for that one. No. Well, no, I'm out of town, that's why.
As you're out of town,
I'm headed to Key West on Friday to play down there.
The following day on Monday, that's a Sunday, and that's an early show, by the way. So you can find out more about that at ColoradoCountryBlues.com.
And this is an annual thing you do. I've been doing birthday party.
Yeah, it got a little interrupted last couple of years, but I actually pulled it off last year, so I only missed 1 year, 2020.
Wonderful. Yeah, I remember 1 year you had it, and it was down on Capitol Hill, and the people weren't there to let us in yet.
Yeah, and we were playing on 13th Street.
And then they go, "What are you guys doing?" The lady opens the door. "What are you doing here?" And then you went inside. All right, yeah, Jen Cleary and Matt.
They remembered who we were.
So the children's thing kind of, raised multiple children and did foster care and volunteered in Nepal and worked with street kids. And so I've spent a lot of time working with kids. And
And the song has always just kind of been, songs have been part of it as a fun thing, but not a professional thing. But during the pandemic, I realized I had a couple of songs I had never recorded, and then I got inspired in 2020, since I was home, to write a bunch of kids' songs, and I wrote a whole album, cool. Recorded it, and it took off. I got all sorts of awards, parent teacher awards, and songwriter awards, and all sorts of stuff. So it just felt like it was a genre that I was really. It was wonderful for me and joyous. And so I wrote another one that I'm recording right now. But I'd like to play you a couple off of the one from last year. I'm going to play Our Wild Family, who I wrote with a local publisher from Sentient Publications, Connie Shaw. And she also wrote a song with me on the new album called Only One You that's going to be coming out in June. So this is her song and my song together called Our Wild Family. Animals, birds, and trees are related to you and me. We all need the wild places, waterfalls, rocks, and bees to make us happy. Feel free, let's take care of our family. We need streams for our fishes, oceans for our whales, rainforest to make fresh, clean air. We need leaves for bugs to eat, tall trees for owl nests, icebergs for big polar bears. We need to fix our atmosphere, keep poisons from our soil, live in harmony with Earth everywhere. Animals, birds, and trees are related to you and me. We all need the wild places, waterfalls, rocks, and bees to make us happy.
Make us happy.
Feel free.
Feel free.
Let's take care of our family. So make friends with Sister Squirrel, go hug your favorite tree, kiss a butterfly's nose if you dare. Lie down on soft green grass, feel the cool wind on your cheek, let your mind wander skies so fair. Don't use more than you need, let the wild places be, and remember Earth is precious and is rare. Hey, come on! Animals, birds, and trees are related to you and me. We all need the wild places, waterfalls, rocks, and bees to make us happy.
Make us happy.
Feel free.
Feel free.
Let's take care of our family. Animals, birds, and trees are related to you and me. We all need the wild places, waterfalls, rocks, and bees to make us happy. Feel free. Let's take care of our family. Let's take care of our family. Yeah. All right. And this next one goes from our wild family to families of all kinds. Every child has their own story, mixed with sadness, fun and glory. They all need food, shelter and care to live and thrive everywhere. Families are of all different kinds, living through difficult, wonderful times. We all need love, support, and affection to enjoy life with connection.
Thank you.
Yes, there are many different kinds of families. Many have a mommy and a daddy. Some kids are raised by their aunties. Others by their great-grandpappies. Some by two mamas or two daddas. Others by groovy grandmothers. Some by sisters and brothers. Others by super single mothers. And there's so many other kinds of families. There's children's homes and foster care and stepdads and stepmoms. So many different kinds. But some children in the world, they have no home, left on their own to survive and roam. From poverty, sickness, hunger, or war, they hope to find a new family, so they're not alone anymore. Families are of all different kinds, living through difficult and wonderful times. We all need love, support, and affection to enjoy life with connection.
That's beautiful, Jan.
Thanks, Dan.
You know, the families aren't the Beaver Cleaver family anymore.
No.
I mean, there's all kinds of different combinations, and you hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
And it's just as important. So.
Yes, it is. And I wrote that one with my adopted daughter.
Okay.
So that's, we have a family of a different kind.
Sure.
And she was adopted from Nepal, and she actually lived at 14,000 feet, raised by a family, and she was from the age of four, was expected to go out and collect sticks for firewood and the dung from the cows and collect water, take care of the children. And then by the time she was just a little bit older, up to age 10, she was herding the yak.
Wow.
And the sheep and the goats. And she would be off in the summer with her aunts to the higher grazing grounds, and then she'd be off with her grandparents or her parents. And so she was raised by all sorts of different families. And she came down to Kathmandu, where I was volunteering in a medical tent there. And she was actually dying from a severe health condition. And I was able to bring her back here to get surgeries and ended up adopting her at age 10. And so she was, you know, she just had really, she was in an orphanage also down in Kathmandu for about 6 months while I was trying to get her over here.
Wow.
So, and then she worked, she went, grew up and went to school at CU. And then she worked for 8 years at the Elm Tree Preschool, where she saw all different kinds of families and that are mentioned in the song.
Yeah.
And so we co-wrote this song together. It was the Wonderful. First thing we had done this kind of thing together. So that's where that song came from.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so go ahead.
Well, she has a book out called Yak Girl, which is a memoir about her life. And she wrote that, I guess, 3-4 years ago now. I'm trying to think exactly when it was. But she was touring around the world up until the pandemic hit, telling her story and bringing awareness to her homeland where they don't have health care and they don't have resources. And she's a beautiful person and is giving back to her country and to her area of the world to try to make a difference there.
Wonderful. Were you doing some sort of social work in
Yeah, I volunteered there several years, and then I had a nonprofit for 14 years called All Together Now,
right.
Coincidentally, that I ran and helped a lot of kids and families through the years on that.
Now, I read something really quickly. Was there a song that you, your daughter, and your mother sang together?
On the last album?
Yeah.
There was a song called Love Right Now that my mother and I, we walk a mile every morning.
Wow.
And when I started to write these songs a year and a half ago or so, we would walk and she'd say, you know, I'd love it if you wrote a song about caring about other people because that's what we're about.
Yeah.
And so she inspired that song. And so I wrote the song Love Right Now. Yeah.
I always feel a lot of love in your messages.
Oh, thanks,
it's
Dan.
Just like it's something else. We would like you to donate to KGNU.org and support these wonderful shows like this. And when we have quality guests like Jen Cleary and Mad Dog, it's a very special night, and we hope you agree with that.
Thank you, Dan. Well, I'd like to play a couple from the new album that we're working on right now that
Wonderful.
Have never been heard before.
Great.
Right here,
right.
Breaking them out here on KGNU.
The world premiere.
That's right. So, Mad Dog, why don't we talk about this one? Mad Dog and I, even though we've been playing since 2007, have not written songs together until last year during the pandemic.
Yeah.
We wrote a song called
Hug with Our Heart.
And tell a little bit about that. That was your idea.
It was a song that basically was just a cathartic release of all the tragedy that was around us around the pandemic. It kind of just did little vignettes of it. And it had a positive message and that we should all work together and fix this thing. And that's the message I really wanted to get out to the world. So I don't know. It came to me when we were recording the family reunion in 2020. I went home for dinner, and we were taking pictures. The band outside because it was the middle of the pandemic, and we all had masks on because it was the pandemic. And I don't know. I was just talking to him. I said, "Hey, you can smile with your eyes," and that's the line from the song that sparked the whole song. Eventually, it took a couple months to get it, and I was kind of floundering on it. And I called Jen up and said, "Let's do this together." And it was our first time to collaborate. We had all the time to do it, and it was wonderful.
Yeah. So that was our first song, and that's available out there, Hug With Our Heart. There's a wonderful YouTube video that Mad Dog put together of a live show, and he wove in and out a slideshow in and out of it, which is just gorgeous. So look up Hug With Your Heart on YouTube, or you can stream it as well.
Mm-hmm.
So then, since we had done that the year before, I said to Mad Dog, November, I went down to Key West because I have... I have friends down there and a place down there. And I was like, oh, I hope I can get a song written or two while I'm down here. And I ended up writing half the album, five songs.
She left and said, I think I'm going to work on another CD.
Yeah. And they just rolled right out. I'm like, oh, these kids' songs are great. They're just so playful and fun. And so a lot of inspiration. And so I was able to write five songs down there. But the last album I did all together now, half of them ended up being collaborative. And I love that part of it, just the joy of working with other people. And so when I got back, I'm like, oh, I can't write them all because I want to make sure I call some of my people that I did songs with last year and maybe some new people and see what shakes out this year. And so Mad Dog came over and on the back porch,
right.
And we wrote the song called Magical Music Train together. So,
nice.
And do you have anything else to say about this one? Because this was your idea, your topic idea.
Yeah,
there's a whole history of the blues and trains.
The whole thing about making harmonica sound like a train, that's a big piece of learning to play harmonica, I think. And when I teach my elders, I have a harmonica for health class for seniors. When I teach my my contemporaries how to play harmonica so they can stay healthy, I always use this as a very, an easy thing you can do on the first time you pick up a harmonica.
All aboard. Oh, let's use our imaginations on this one. Where should we go? What should we do? Well, let's take a ride to another side on a magical music train. Let's go to the zoo, where frogs croon the blues, turtles tango in tutus, giraffes dance in tap shoes, and ducks quack how how do you do? Quack, 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 quack. We're on a musical train, yeah. Well, let's challenge our brains. It can be a fun game, yeah. Why always be the same? When you can ride on the magical music train. Hey, let's go to the sea, yeah. Where mermaids dance free. Crabs waltz in threes. Damp dolphins whistle while they ski. And flying fish boogie in the breeze. Let's hear some harp. Let's go up to the sky, where bears beat drums and fly, eating strawberry pie, with milkshakes and fries, and gumdrops giggle as they bounce by. Let's see a blues band, where everybody jams, kids wear shades and headbands, yeah. Grooving with the bands. And you can ask for any song on demand. Yeah, we're on a magical train. Let's challenge our brains. It can be a fun game. Why always be the same? When you can ride on the magical music train. Yeah, yeah. Cool music train.
Jan Cleary, Mad Dog Blues. We have time for maybe, possibly...
One more
we'll song.
We'll close out with this one. All right. Sweet.
Thank you for listening, everybody.
Yeah, thanks, everybody. And thanks for donating to KGNU. And thanks, Dan and George. And we're going to close with... This is going to be the title track from my next album called Happy Day.
Oh, boy.
And it's going to be released as a single on Earth Day, April 22nd. And the full album will be out June 17th.
Wonderful.
Well, it's a happy day. My blues gone away. It's a happy day. Happy, 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 happy day. I close my eyes and smile. Makes me feel kind of wild. You know it's been a while. It feels so good. Oh, it feels so good to smile. Stretch my arms and shake my head. Take a huge breath of air. I want to hug like a bear and share the love I feel everywhere. Cause it's a happy day. My blues gone away. It's a happy day. Happy, 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 happy day. Step to the right, jump up to take flight. I wish I had a kite, I'd just spin around, and what a silly sight. I wiggle jiggle my toes, I just put on a show. I wiggle wiggle so low, I get a boat to row. Come on, let's go, cause it's a happy day. My blues gone away. It's a happy day, happy, 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 happy day. It's a happy day, happy, 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 happy day.
Jen Cleary, Mad Dog, turn it over to Lena.
And it is 8 o'clock, and you're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins, and beyond, KGNU.org. And it's just so great that we have real people in here, real music. And if it goes over by a few seconds, who cares? We can do that because we're not an automatic thing. We are real people here. And so don't give a call right now, but please do go to KGNU.org. We're going to get to some music to celebrate this International Women's Day with all women's music after a bunch of programming announcements, because that's that time of year for a lot of programming announcements.
No matter the season, you can count on KGNU to be your welcoming oasis of harmony, a source of unlimited inspiration. Because our listeners join together with their far-sighted and generous support for KGNU, this musical refuge is here, freely available to everyone. Listener donations are not only important to KGNU, they're by far the largest source of the funding that makes this community music possible. In times like these, the rewards of great music are so vital. Your action now helps ensure the delights of inspiring music on KGNU continue to be available to everyone across the Colorado Front Range. The difference is you. Don't delay. Give now. Go to KGNU.org and thank you.
In 2016, amid an epidemic of police shootings of African Americans, NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick began protesting on the field, refusing to stand during the national anthem. Kaepernick's taking a knee spread like wildfire throughout American society. Tune in to KGNU's A Public Affair Wednesday, March 9th at 8:30 a.m. when we speak with sports editor for The Nation magazine, Dave Zirin, about his book, The Kaepernick Effect, which chronicles accounts of activism and courage, both on and off the field, from a broad cross-section of professional, college, and high school athletes and coaches. That's A Public Affair on KGNU, 8:30 a.m., Wednesday, March 9th.
This program is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by 100 Nickel, providing live music, bowling, and arcade in Broomfield, Colorado at Chipper's Lanes, offering a new concert experience that includes bowling and arcade. Ticket and information available at 100nickel.com.
When you make a contribution to community-powered KGNU anytime during the Spring Fund Drive, March 5th through 13th, you will be automatically entered into a drawing to win a pair of three-day passes with on-site camping to Rocky Grass 2022, the 50th Anniversary Festival, July 29th through the 31st. Sustainers of local radio, solar members, will automatically be entered into this drawing. Go to kgnu.org for complete contest details and more. Support from listeners like you makes everything we do at KGNU possible. Thank you.
And so tonight we're going to get started with the music, but again, we are in our membership drive, so please do go online to kgnu.org. There's all kinds of great things to choose from. And I want to let you know that other Corriente producers, Danielle Gauna, will be calling in a little bit, and she'll be here for just a little bit on the phone, and then later on we'll be hearing from Alito, el loco del barrio Pocho. And so we're going to start out with the late, great Mercedes Sosa doing one of the most iconic anti-war songs, Solo le pido a Dios, I only pray to God. And she talks about war. She says it's a giant monster that tramples on poor innocent people. And so this goes out especially to the people in Ukraine.